Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're embarking on a really fascinating deep dive. It's a new study looking at the economic journey, the financial side of things for immigrant families.
And across quite a few places, 15 different countries.
Exactly. And with global migration being such a constant feature, understanding how newcomers and then their kids integrate financially, well, it's more vital than ever, especially if you're studying societal inequality.
Absolutely. It tells us a lot about opportunity structures.
So our mission here is to pull out the most, let's say, surprising and important insights from this big piece of research. We want to see what really drives success.
And some of the findings might genuinely surprise you.
All right, so let's get into the first big reveal. It comes from this extensive research, and honestly, it's pretty encouraging.
Yeah, it starts on a positive note.
Those significant income gaps you often see with first-generation immigrants, the study puts it at about a median 5-point lag compared to locals.
And these rank points just mean their position on the income ladder, basically.
Right. Well, that gap, it virtually disappears for their children.
Which is remarkable, really. By the second generation, we're talking less than a one rank point median gap. A huge convergence.
But, and this is where it gets really interesting, I think, there's a clear gender difference baked into that progress.
That's right. This is one of the key takeaways. Daughters of immigrants consistently face smaller income gaps than sons. And that holds true in all the destination countries they looked at.
All of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Daughters often actually reach parity, like full equality, with their local peers,
Okay.
whereas sons, on average, still lag behind with a median gap of about 3 rank points.
That's a really powerful distinction. So, okay, the gap shrinks massively overall, but why does any gap persist for the second generation, especially for sons?
Good question. Well, the study suggests about half of that remaining gap, roughly, comes down to parental income differences.
Meaning they often start from poorer households?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Children of immigrants often have less affluent parents compared to the local population average. That's part of the story.
But only half.
But only half. The other half, and this is crucial, is due to different rates of what's called absolute mobility.
Absolute mobility. Can you break that down quickly?
Sure. It's basically how much individuals climb up the income ladder from the bottom rungs, kind of regardless of exactly where their parents started, just their ability to rise from lower incomes.
Got it. And how does that play out for immigrant kids?
Well, here's another surprising twist. Daughters of immigrants actually show higher absolute mobility than local daughters in most places.
Higher, so they're climbing faster from the bottom.
In many countries, yes.
Yeah.
It's a significant advantage.
Okay, but what about the sons? You mentioned they still lag behind.
Right. For sons, it's a more complex picture. They only show this higher absolute mobility advantage in certain countries.
Which ones?
Mostly non-European countries with long histories of immigration. Think Australia, Canada, Israel, the US, and also the UK is in that group.
Interesting. So not across the board like the daughters.
Not at all. In fact, in many continental European countries, the study found immigrant sons actually show lower absolute mobility than local sons.
Lower, so they face more barriers to climbing up from the bottom in those specific places. That seems really important for understanding integration challenges.
It really does. It highlights a persistent challenge and a key area for research into inequality mechanisms.
So, if it's not just about the parents' income and it's not entirely explained by, say, the parents' own country of origin, which the study apparently ruled out as the main driver.
That's right. The study found that additional parental factors like wealth or industry or the specific country the parents came from didn't explain these cross-country differences in mobility.
Then what is driving these differences, especially the lower mobility for sons in parts of Europe? This feels like a critical piece of the puzzle.
Well, the research points quite strongly towards the destination country's characteristics, the environment they arrive in.
Okay, that makes sense. But you mentioned something earlier that sounded a bit counterintuitive. Higher mobility gaps for sons in countries with lower overall income inequality. How does that work?
Yeah, it's puzzling on the surface, isn't it? It does raise this important question. Could it be that in some of these more, traditionally egalitarian countries, sons of immigrants face some kind of exclusion? Maybe from institutions designed to promote equality, like specific vocational training tracks or perhaps strong union networks.
That's a provocative thought. Exclusion from the very systems meant to help.
It's a possibility. The
Yeah.
data points towards needing more investigation. What is clear from the study, though, is a positive correlation.
Okay.
Mobility for both sons and daughters is significantly higher in countries that offer easier pathways to citizenship.
Ah, so integration policy matters.
Hugely. Easier citizenship, and crucially, countries that foster genuinely positive societal attitudes towards immigrants. Welcoming environments seem to boost economic outcomes across the board.
So, pulling this all together, this deep dive paints a, well, a complex picture, doesn't it? But ultimately, maybe hopeful.
I think so. Those first generation income gaps are real and significant, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But the next generation, they often make incredible progress. That convergence is powerful.
But there are caveats. These persistent gender differences and the really profound impact of where people settle the destination country's policies, its social climate, that all highlights where maybe more work needs to be done.
Exactly. It shows integration isn't automatic and context matters immensely.
So I guess the big question this study leaves us, especially for those of us thinking about policy and inequality, is how do societies ensure all children, regardless of their family's origin, can genuinely access opportunities for upward mobility?
Particularly thinking about sons in those European contexts where mobility seems lower.
Right. And what specific policies and societal shifts really create that welcoming, opportunity-rich environment the data suggests is so important? Something to keep digging into.